Welcome to my commentary on Peter's second epistle. This section, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. Verse 12 says, "So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have." If you remember when Jesus told Peter that he was going to deny him, after Jesus told Peter that, Jesus then told Peter, "When you come back to me, strengthen your brothers." Well, the Greek word strengthen is the same word that's used here as firmly established. Peter wanted to remind these people things that would firmly establish them, that would strengthen him. What Peter was doing here was fulfilling the word Jesus told him to strengthen your brothers. He was surely doing that, and he says so right here. Verse 13, "I think it is right to refresh your memory. As long as I live in the tent of this body," Peter views his body as a tent, not as a house or a temple, because tents are temporary. They move from place to place. Now, the next verse tells us why Peter views his body as a tent. Verse 14 says, "Because I know that I will soon put it aside." Peter had an inkling that he was going to die. He goes on to say, "As our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me." The question is, how did Jesus make it clear to Peter that he was going to soon die? Well, obviously one way might have been he just spoke to him through his Holy Spirit and says, "Peter, you're going to die soon." Or it might have been obvious because of the persecution coming to the Christians in Rome, and that's where Peter was. Peter just probably knew his time was coming to an end. Or, if you remember in John 21:18, Jesus said something to Peter. He said, "Peter, you're young right now. You're walking around in your own steam. But when you get old, someone else will lead you around." So we're not 100% sure just what that meant. Did Jesus mean when Peter was old, he was going to be weak and feeble and somebody else had to lead him around, help him walk? Or did it mean that when Peter gets old, someone had to lead him around as if he was in chains and in prison? You take your pick. In either case, this might well have been Peter's situation. You think about it this way. If this was 67, 68 A.D., Jesus probably called Peter in John chapter 1 in and around 27 A.D. If Peter was 20 years old at the time, that meant Peter would have been born in 7 A.D. It would have meant Peter was roughly 60 years old when he was writing these words. Now, there's one thing I left out, forgot to say. In John 21, Jesus said what he said about being led around because he said, "This is how you will end up dying." So being led around was in direct reference to Peter dying. Verse 15, "And I will make every effort to see that after my departure," or meaning after I die, "you will always be able to remember these things." What did Peter do so that he could leave a legacy so these people could remember these things? Well, we have these two letters, possibly even more letters. But also, remember, in the last chapter of 1 Peter, Peter called Mark his son. This was a spiritual son in the Lord. He was not his biological son. It is understood by many Bible commentators that Mark, who was not around in the days of Jesus, who wrote the Gospel of Mark, got his information from Peter. If that is so, then the way in which Peter left his legacy for these people to remember the things he said was through the Gospel of Mark. Verse 16, we did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Cleverly invented stories is a slam against the antinomian Gnostics. But we were eyewitnesses of His Majesty. Peter and others were eyewitnesses of His Majesty. He goes on to say in verse 17, for He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory, saying, this is My Son whom I love. With Him I am well pleased. Verse 18 says, we ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with Him on the sacred mountain. Peter is clearly speaking about the transfiguration found in Luke 9:30 and onward. The transfiguration, Peter, James, and John saw Jesus in some way or another, His body being transformed into some other type of body, I guess His heavenly body. He was talking to Moses and Elijah, and they were transformed into some physical body that the disciples could see, maybe their glorified body. And it was then the voice from heaven came, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am pleased. And then the voice says that Peter doesn't say, hear Him. You see, this is what I believe took place on the Transfiguration on that mountain. Moses represented the law of Moses. Elijah represented the prophets. Both men did not experience death as we know it. But anyways, when the voice came from heaven saying, hear Jesus, I believe that meant you guys have followed the law. You followed Moses. You followed the prophets, as in Elijah. It's now time to follow Jesus, because Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. It's interesting, when it comes to the two witnesses in the book of Revelation, many people believe it's these two men, Moses and Elijah, for a couple reasons. One is that they never experienced death. That's it for this section.